You're listening to My Latest Rant. My Latest Rant is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. So for the rant this week, I thought I'd touch on a few different topics. One of them came up in a couple of conversations over the holiday, and it's just NFL. And the funny thing about the NFL for me is that nationally, it gets all this attention, it gets all this love, and then locally, I don't feel like it's that, I mean, people watch it, but I don't feel like anybody's that passionate about it. I just don't feel like people have their own team. And I know there's Bears fans, there's a lot of those fake Chiefs fans roaming around because they won some Super Bowls and now they're not very good, which makes me so happy. But they're, you know, there's not, it doesn't seem like there's that deep of fandom. It's kind of a casual thing here, which is kind of funny when you think about it nationally. Well, and for myself, it's even more so. I just do not care. I kind of usually like Sunday evenings, maybe even Monday, I'll be like, eh, let's go look at the scores from the games last week. And I'll always make sure, you know, to see if the Chiefs lost. That always makes me feel better. When they lose, and definitely makes me feel better. But I'll kind of look at the scores, but I don't have any interest. And part of that is I don't have a team. I don't have a team to root for. I haven't had a team to root for. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the final games that the Rams played, both in St. Louis and just period as the St. Louis Rams. So it's been 10 years. Since St. Louis had a team, they will never have an NFL team again. I'm 1,000% convinced of that. I think even if a billionaire owner decided he wanted to do that, the league wouldn't let him. It's just the bottom line. I don't think the league wants to be in St. Louis. They have no interest in being in St. Louis. And I'm going to tell you right now the number one reason why the NFL doesn't want to be in St. Louis, because they'll probably never be the biggest sport. They will probably always be, at best, 1A to the Cardinals. And I think the NFL doesn't want that. Wherever they are, they want to be the biggest thing. And if they're not, they don't want to be there. And especially in a market St. Louis's size. Look, they can live with that in New York. They can live with that in L.A. But they're not going to live with that in St. Louis. And I think that's the bottom line. They know in St. Louis they'll never be the biggest thing. Now, they can go to L.A. and draw 12,000 or whatever. Bottom line is the franchise is worth more by them being there. But that's the bottom line. They're not going to be in St. Louis. St. Louis is never getting another team. And honestly, even if somebody wanted to move a team there now, Roger Goodell's got way too much power over the league now. Paul Tagliabue didn't have that kind of power when he was commissioner. Now he'll tell them, you're not going there. It's just not happening. So, first off, have no team to root for. TV. Where are the games on? And I know a lot of you are better at the whole streaming thing than I am. Doesn't take much. But where are they on? If I have to search too much to find the game on, I'm moving on. I'm finding something else to do. If I can't turn it on and flip on the channel, oh, there's the game. All right, we're good. Then I'm out. I'm not going to look for it. I'm not going to search for it. I'm not going to, oh, it's on Amazon Prime. Oh, it's on this one. Oh, it's on. First off, I don't pay for TV. I'm not paying for TV. I will never pay for TV in my entire life. Never, ever. Not one dime am I paying for garbage. And that's what 99.97% of all TV, cable, satellite, streaming, whatever it is garbage. And I'm not paying for it. And I'm not changing around, even if I did, to find where the latest NFL game is. Put them on the channels where they're supposed to be or don't have it. I don't care. And you're not going to get me. And I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people, once it's like, where's it at? Oh, I don't know. I don't have that. Okay, well, forget it. And you move on. And this one is just me personally. 17 games. Really? 17 regular season games. Really? We can't have even games. We have to have records like 10-7. Really? We can't have an even number of games. Go to 18. This is stupid. And I've heard, well, 17's a better fit than 18. Get over it. It's one game. Go to 18. You went from 14 to 16 way back, what, in the 70s? And you went to 16. I don't know why you had to move beyond that, mainly because I think people got tired of paying for those preseason games when nobody played, especially that fourth one. And by the way, if you've ever been a season ticket holder for an NFL team, you paid the same price for those two preseason games as you did the regular season games, and you didn't get a choice. You had to buy them. It was part of the thing. Anyway, 17 games? No. Get to 18, idiots. This is stupid. It is idiotic. It is stupid. Go to an even number of games. Ridiculous. Anyway, the mediocrity in the league. The NFL loves it because it keeps everybody kind of in it all the time. Well, and then sometimes you look around and it's like, my God, is anybody any good? Because the way they do it is if you finish fourth in your division, the next year you get a fourth place schedule. So you're going to get some down games and you're going to get an opportunity. Look at the Bears this year. The Bears are having a really solid year and they haven't beat anybody, really. And I'm not picking on them. They're playing the schedule they were given. But the bottom line is they haven't really had to beat anybody because they've been bad and they had a bad record, so they get the opportunity. So that's what they do. And then when you're good, you play more good teams, so that kind of knocks you down. Look at the Lions. The Lions are, what, 7-5? They're kind of struggling a little bit this year. I think if the season ended today, they'd be out of the playoffs. And part of that is, hey, you start playing a tougher schedule when you're good. So the mediocrity, and I get it with the NFL because they get to manipulate a schedule more than anybody else. Really, nobody does now but them. They're the only one that manipulates the schedule. What do I mean by that? Well, in the NHL, you play everybody the same number of times. In division games, out of division games, out of league games. Same thing with baseball, same thing with the NBA. Although the NBA's got that tournament that nobody, including people in the NBA, knows what's going on. But I digress. That's a subject for another day. So the NFL's the one because you can't play everybody, right? You can't play everybody. So they really get to manipulate the schedule. You can say it however you want. That's what they do. They manipulate the schedule, and they manipulate the schedule to keep everybody kind of mediocre, to keep the races good. Because if you gave a really good team a really bad schedule, well, they're liable to go 17-0. Again, here we're back to the 17. So they manipulate the schedule and keep everybody kind of not that good. So they can keep races going, so they can keep you interested more. It's obvious. It's very obvious what they do. And it doesn't matter because of my next subject. I have never seen anything that gets more talk and more ratings all year than the NFL. People watch people run laps at the combine and it gets huge numbers. Don't you get tired of it? For the NFL people out there, for the people that are really into it, don't you ever get tired of listening to the constant talk and chatter about the league? Don't you ever in July say, it's time to watch something else? Or don't you ever say that? They start when they go to, you think about it. Super Bowl, they just keep pushing the thing back. In my opinion, they've got one more week to push it back, and then it's going to be the day before President's Day, and then everybody will be off the next day, and it'll kind of fit because everybody's talked about Monday should be a holiday after the Super Bowl. Well, we're 1 week away from that happening. So they push it back one more week. It's going to be right where people want. So when you go to 18, a real schedule, you can do that. Anyway, so that's already 3 weeks in. If that's the case and they go there, and I think they will, that'd be 3 weeks into February. The draft is the end of April. Well, they start talking about the draft 8 minutes after the Super Bowl ends. And then you got the draft, and then you got the mini camps, and then you got the all the other stuff like that. And then they take 5 minutes off, and then they start training camp the end of July. And then that's all that gets talked about. And I talked about that back, a while back. The Major League Baseball season is over, according to the media. The national sports media, they quit covering Major League Baseball. They'll pick them back up a little bit in the playoffs, but really the last 6 weeks of the Major League Baseball season gets forgotten every year anymore because of that. So don't you ever get tired of it? My gosh, take a break. You know, other sports, there's big gaps where you don't really talk about it. You don't hear any chatter. There's nothing about it. And it's good because you don't have to talk about it 24/7, 365. It's time to take a break. You know, baseball, they always talk about, hey, it's cold weather, winter. Before you know it, we'll be back spring training. So they kind of take that break. And they even take a little bit of a break. There's not even that much, you know, team activity sometimes for different times. And, you know, but not football. Football's talked about almost all year long. And nobody seems to get tired of it. It just amazes me that it can be talked about 24/7, 365, and nobody ever says, enough. What am I missing? I don't know what I'm missing. It's a sport. It's no different than any other sport. I guess it goes back to a conversation I had with an acquaintance in college years ago. And when I was in college, and I'll tie this back in. I know I'm going a long way around it. When I was in college, they were re-releasing a Beatles anthology or something. I don't remember what it was. But it was a Beatles album. And this guy who was an acquaintance, he wasn't a friend, started talking about how he was going to go wait in line to buy it. Remember, this is before you had all your music, you know, on iPod, or and then later for, I know iPod's old now, but, you know, before you just had all your music on an MP3 or whatever, you know, whatever, you had to go buy it still. And he was talking about waiting in line and how excited he was. And I remember he said, aren't you excited about it? I'm like, no, I couldn't really, don't care. And he's like, why? Don't you like the Beatles? My opinion about the Beatles has always been about the same. They're okay. I am not enamored with them. I don't hate them. I'm not in love with them. It's always been that way. Paul McCartney with Wings and Paul McCartney with the Beatles, it's kind of all the same to me, not going to lie. And he told me that day that he would rather I hated them than had my opinion about it. So I kind of feel like maybe my NFL opinion is the same way. I'm missing something. I am missing their Beatles mania on this. Even Taylor Swift fans got to get tired once in a while and take a break, right? Anyway, so that's my NFL spiel. I had a couple others, and these will be fairly quick, and they're going to be high school. And one of them is going to be high school football playoffs and the home game, away game thing. And every year, it seems like people are a little confused by it. Bottom line is, when you're the better seed in round one, you're at home. But then after that, it's determined first and foremost by who's had how many home games. If you've had less home games, you'll get to be at home. Now, if it's even, then the better seeded team, and you notice I say better seeded, I hate when people say higher seed. Well, higher seed would mean a worse seed, actually, right? So the better seed will then get to be at home. Well, I think they need to revise that. And we'll use the Vandals as an example. And I'm not blaming the Vandals' loss to St. Joe Ogden on this at all. Not at all. But the Vandals were the number 2 seed. St. Joe Ogden was the number 14 seed. Now, they hadn't been at home through 2 rounds. You know what? That's part of it when you're a 14 seed. I think if they want to do the swap for the first couple of weeks, I'm good with that. 1 and 2 weeks. But once you get to the quarterfinals, it goes on the seed. And if you're the better seed, you're at home. Simple as that. And I think the IHSA needs to look back into that. And I am going to make that recommendation to some folks with the IHSA. I think that needs to be looked at because, look, the Vandals were number two seed and got one home game out of three. That's not right. That's not right. You had an undefeated season. That's just not right. Again, that has nothing to do with the loss, but I think it is something that needs to be looked at and fixed going forward. So that's one. Another thing, holiday tournaments in high school basketball. I think they need to shorten these up. I really do. I think we have a tendency, they go on for a long time. A good amount of them for the whole week. Some of them even longer than that. I think we need to tighten them. Maybe shorten by a game. And then the other thing is, let's take advantage of when the kids aren't in school. Most of the schools around weren't in school on Wednesday. So let's take advantage of that. Let's play a bigger schedule on that Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And parents can, you know, improvise. They have to take off. It's just the way it works sometimes. Same thing with Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Let's use those two full days to get some games in and shorten these things up. You know, as I get older and I look at these things, I'm reminded of something that the late Gary Shirley told me once. And he always said, when he was coach at South Central, that he would never schedule them to go to both a Christmas and a Thanksgiving tournament because he felt that the parents and the families deserve one holiday they didn't have to worry about it. I agree with that. I truly do. I truly agree with that. And I think that needs to be thought about a little bit. But even if you do play in both, tighten them up. Let's tighten them up. Let's get them over with a little bit more so families do get some time away. And I know that's part of the commitment you make when you play ball is you do that. But, you know, and I'll just take me, and I don't have a cross-country thing to do, but I did do 5 hours of driving on Thanksgiving. And if I had games the next day, man, that gets to you. It really does kind of wear you down. And I think that is something that we need to think about. Let's take advantage of the full days. I do like that some of the tournaments are moving their championship games up to more like a 6 o'clock on a Saturday. Let's move them up a little earlier than that. No, you know, we don't need a grand finale championship night. Everybody's good. It's a championship, whether it's played at noon or it's played at 8. It's the same. So let's do that. You know, I really do. I think we ought to look at that and do that. It gives everybody an opportunity. You know, I see it with my staff and others. Man, it's just the holidays kind of get drowned out a little bit because you got so many games to go to and so many games to cover and so many things like that. And it really does kind of wear on you a little bit. So, anyway, just a thought. Let's use the days off more. I've always kind of thought, too, and I'm maybe going to be sacrilege here, but why can't we play on the Sunday during the time between Christmas and New Year? Why can't we play on that Sunday? You can play a little bit later after, you know, church services are over. I don't know why we can't, you know, especially if it gets the tournament over with and gives people a little bit of a break at the end. So, anyway, just some thoughts on my part. And I'm Todd Stapleton, and that's my latest rant. Thank you for listening to my latest rant. It is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can check out this and all of our past podcasts on our website at i70sports.com.